Well, good morning. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock now, 20 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. And how was that trip up the stairs?
Hey, it was good. Bounding up the stairs.
Wow. Tight schedule.
Well, good. I got a chance to speak to the retired firefighters last night after, you know, you went by the office.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, the people, that I'm not stalking you, Chris. I don't understand that.
It wouldn't be worth the
But I drove by your office there on Downer Place last night a little after 6 o'clock, and I saw that the lights were on there in your office. And
is he in there? The lights
there
are on.
He is.
But, yeah. The lights are on, but nobody's home, right?
Yeah. Porch lights on. But I saw the, and I thought, is that, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
I thought, God, it's after 6 o'clock.
I wasn't pulling out my hair, was I?
Not at that
no.
point.
Yeah. No, no, actually, it was a very nice evening.
I think you were throwing a folder of papers across the room.
No, that's Frank Watson.
Oh, that's
Frank
right.
Watson.
I got you mixed up with him.
Yeah.
What a dynamic personality he must. You know, Frank Watson, who did that, and I saved that soundbite. I still have that if you'd like to hear it. And I also saved a couple of soundbites, some classics from my, well, I mean, outside of you because I know you, but one of my favorite guys in downstate Illinois, and that's Bill Black.
Right.
Oh, man.
He's fantastic. Did you know they had to cart him off the floor during the veto session?
No.
He had some back problem or something, and then it hit his heart, and then he passed out, and they had to carry him out. But on the way out, he puts a thumbs up.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's a great spirit.
I have never talked to him. I've tried a couple of times to get him on the air with us. I did call his office, and I just told him, I said, I'm a big fan of his because of the way, because of his passion. That's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I saved a couple of sound bites from him that were just classic Bill Black.
Yeah.
You know? And, of course, the one with Frank Watson when he got mad at Emil Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure, and the whole majority.
He says, here's your... What was it? It was like 275 pages. He just took the thing and just whipped it across the
center. It was confetti. It was confetti all over Wendell Jones, Senator Wendell Jones. So,
boy, you guys must have a good time down there sometimes.
Well, that's not what we consider good time, frankly.
Yeah, but doesn't it relieve some of the pressure? I mean...
It's funny, at that point, it's more what you used to feel when somebody used to, you know, give you a smack over at Phillips Park. It's, it's more that feeling.
Or at Garfield Park.
Or at Garfield Park.
Hey, there's Watson. Let's go beat him up.
Hey, that little geek. Let's get him.
Hey, congratulations. Put the headphones on.
Oh, yeah? Got a call coming in?
You ready? No. No.
Okay.
I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Congratulations to your son, Elliot.
That is sound effect. Thank you. He's a great
kid.
His
picture appeared in the Beacon the other day. It was this week, I know. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. As, what was the honor? He won
it's
some...
It's the Ted Bratton Award. Remember what a good guy Ted Bratton
Never
was.
Knew the man.
He was the first time I ever made like a $3 deposit to a savings account, other than a bank savings account for buying stock. He was an investment broker here, and he set up like not a scholarship, but an award, a recognition program for area youth who are involved in the community too. And so Elliot's putting together, along with the school districts, Read to Your Siblings program. And actually, when you think about it, there's a lot of good things in there because it teaches the kid who's reading to read better. The kid who is listening gets a better appreciation of reading. There's closer in the family. Plus, when the reader gets to be older and a parent recognizes, well, one of the things I ought to be doing for my babies and then my young children is reading to them. And so what they're going to do is get a whole bunch of kids, East Aurora, Central, Marmion, West Aurora, and they're going to try to get that message through that reading's good, and it's a calm time.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I had an experience recently. I was over at the Target out here on 59. It's been a few weeks ago. And there was a kid working there over in the electronics department. His name was Elliot.
Hmm.
And I looked at him and I thought, you know, is that the Elliot or isn't it?
Oh, that's funny.
Because Elliot. I haven't seen your son Elliot since he was maybe like, I don't know, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
And I thought, could that be him? I mean, how many kids are named Elliot, you know?
Right, right, that's true.
So I asked him, I said, you're not by chance State Senator Chris Lawson's son, Elliot, are you? He says, no, I'm not, but I know him. He said, I go to school with him.
Oh,
but
nice.
I don't know his last name. Maybe you know who I'm talking about.
I'm not sure.
Well, anyway,
sure.
He said, no, but I know him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, there's a coincidence right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. No, Elliot takes after his mom. And
I was
going to
say, you know, all the intelligence...
It comes from the mom's side, I know.
The good looks...
Comes from the mom's side,
you
know.
It's just incredible. So what have you been up to?
Well, we went through the veto session. We had a classic experience of passing ethics legislation. I just love when politicians talk about ethics. They think, anytime you have to pass a law to tell people who are over about 14, 15 years old the difference between right and wrong, you're too late. And they'll figure out a way around it. So within 18 hours, so we're all high-fiving, patting each other on the backside. Yo, man, we really did a great job. 18 hours later, the next bill that comes forward is to forgive almost $1 million of campaign fines. So here we pass these great laws, and when it comes to enforcement, oh, that's okay, children. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead. And actually, that was one where Frank Watson got stirred up again. And he goes, you know, and on this bill, you shouldn't vote no. And please forgive my French, but...
I have my hand on the button here.
Vote hell no, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
In the debate. So we did stop that one, by the way. That was the one where they wanted to exchange... $1 million of fines forgiven for putting George Bush on the ballot. So the leader of the free world, in order to get on the ballot in the state of Illinois, we'd have to buy our way onto the ballot with $1 million of people who have broken campaign laws.
This
is a great business.
I just thought of
human nature.
And I think it's only fair that we should mention the tragic loss of former state, U.S. Senator Paul Simon. Did you know Paul?
Oh, absolutely. Last week, I got a letter from him.
Oh.
I have a constituent who is very angry about a problem and deserves to be. And this is a person who's thorough. He's been writing to take care of these long letters. And he sent one down to Paul Simon. And Senator Simon sent back a very nice note. And he was a great guy. I met him when I was a kid. He was coming through here on a town hall meeting. And he just put his ideas together. He was a perpetual reformer. I mean, he was at the other end of the political spectrum, but he wanted good government for people, and he was willing to work for it.
He was, from what I understand, in listening to the, you know, what people have said about him since his death, there was one thing you could count on with Senator Paul Simon, and that was his honesty.
Right.
You may not agree with him politically.
Right.
He was fiscally conservative, but socially liberal, by his own admission.
Right.
But you know, he didn't play games.
Right. He didn't say one thing on the campaign trail and then do another one.
That's right. You knew where the man stood.
Right.
God bless him for that.
I agree.
You know, if more politicians did that, because you hear all this fluff, mm-hmm, during the campaign, all this meaningless drivel that they spout.
Well, we're
and
trying.
Then once they get into office, well, then you get, well, that was then, this is now.
Yeah. You know, on that point, yesterday I was thinking about, well, what would we be talking about today? And one of the things that I'd like to encourage your listeners who have every right to complain about state government, and especially seniors. I got a call from a person who listens to your show. She couldn't call in today. But
my one listener, huh?
She's one of the many. But she said, you know, especially seniors who, you know, after they retire, they have all of this life experience. If they could get involved as precinct committeemen, either as assistant precinct committeemen to committeemen who do their work conscientiously, or to, you know, take over for the neighborhood responsibilities. Basically, what the job of a precinct committeeman is that you have about 200 to 300 people in your neighborhood, the people who live around you. Your job is to meet candidates, like in primaries and in general elections, stay you know, informed on different issues, and then distribute literature on all the candidates, and usually you put your recommendation of who you would vote for after you've done the research. And so that's the responsibility to inform people. Great fun, and we need help. Anybody who'd be interested in doing that, all they have to do is call my campaign office at 264-2419, and I'll work with them, whether it's Kendall County or Southern Kane County.
I don't know who my precinct committeeman is. How do I find out?
Call my office.
Generally.
Call my office. What we do is, based on address, it tells what precinct you're in, and then you go to...
I'm not giving Fran my address. She stares... I know how she keeps you in line.
Yeah.
I hope she was... Hi, Fran!
Great lady.
Yes, she is.
Hard worker. Working her to death.
Oh, boy.
So, but she's a great lady. So all you have to do is call into office, and actually, one of the first things, about 22 years ago, Sarah and I bought the home that we live in, and or the bank and I.
How many years ago?
22 years.
22 years.
The bank and us bought, or we bought,
yeah,
it. But Mike Funke, who's a great guy, he's a lawyer here in Aurora, he's the Democratic precinct committeeman. He walks up, I think he had a couple of these kids, you know, in a wagon, but he walked up and gave some introductory material. Just welcome to the neighborhood. I'm your Democratic precinct committeeman. Wanted to introduce myself. And great guy. You know, so that's the spirit of going door to door, and it brings it alive. By the way, the privilege of the precinct committeeman is she gets to, or he gets to, decide who the leader, the Republican leader, is in the city and also in the county. So if you ever said, you know, I really think that we ought to have a stronger Republican or Democratic party in Aurora, well, become either an assistant precinct committeeman, you don't have a vote then, or an elected precinct committeeman. And what you have to do in order to do that is just get the signatures of 10 people, it'd be you and a spouse maybe, and then 8 other people. You file that by this coming Monday, and you're on the ballot. And actually, it's kind of a treat for people to see. Our precinct committeeman in our neighborhood is my wife, Sarah. So she's like the political boss, you know. Ted said he was going to run against her this year. That was the conversation. Going to
funny.
Church. Oh,
yeah.
No, that never happened. Never happened. Ted says, I'm stepping aside for the boss. So, but what happens is you get a chance to vote on who the leaders are, and the leaders get to shape the agenda. I mean, if we want to change the bad old boys, the way to change it is for people to be elected as precinct committeemen.
That reminds me.
And it's great.
Did you get the email I sent you?
I've got literally, that's about a foot and a half stack of stuff. So,
well, I was compelled to send you an email the other day when you wrote in your little newsletter that you write,
yeah,
from the Senate floor.
Right.
Which, if I don't know if people can subscribe to that, but if
of course
they don't, they should. Because I know they can get it on the Internet, and we'll give you a chance to give that information out. But you did a rant on the Republican Party and about, you know, how the premise of the thing was that the Republican Party has to decide what it's going to be.
Right. It's more.
Okay.
It's
and
not
you
a...
just right. You blasted the Republicans for some of the, you know, some of the stuff they've done.
Yeah.
You know,
see,
and I just thought it was such a well-written article that I felt compelled to write to you.
Well, thanks,
and
Roger.
Tell you how good an article. I said it was probably the best thing, and you've written some great ones, Chris.
I appreciate
but that's probably, and I know you've been beat up because you wrote that.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. I thank you for giving me an opportunity then to explain myself on that, because it wasn't so much an attack on Republicans. I mean, frankly, it's my opinion that what Republicans do in a crude way, Democrats, especially downtown Chicago Democrats, have made into an art form. I mean, they are pros. You know, it goes in and you don't even feel the point of the thing going in.
There's a term for that.
What?
They call it weapons of mass deception.
Mass deception. So it's not so much. It's more, if we want to change politics. I mean, you and I hear complaints every day about politics and government in America. Well, you and I are focused on solutions rather than just complaining about the problems. I think we know what the problems are. I figure that the best way to do that is find where you can have a critical mass. that then can blossom into real reform of the whole. Well, you can't do it as an individual.
No.
So you got to do it within one of the political parties, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. I'm a Republican. I'm proud of it. I like my fellow Republicans. After a primary is over, I'm going to be behind each one of them. But going into the primary, I figure that we're free to speak. And if we see something wrong, like the conflict of interest of people getting $809,000 payments to as a national committeeman, a Republican committeeman, one of the head Republicans in the state of Illinois, gets paid $809,000 by Bear Stearns to advance the Democrat governor's agenda. Now, it's okay if he's a lobbyist and he gets paid. It's a lot of money. It's 16 times what the typical family in Illinois earns.
Jeez.
But it's okay if he makes money as a lobbyist. It's okay if he's a Republican leader. But you can't do both of those and as a Republican leader advance the Democrat agenda. He says that he didn't take that contract until after the bill was signed into law, and so he's making the point that he didn't interfere. Leslie Root, my secretary in Springfield, actually went through to take a look at when he entered his lobbying contract, and it was 14 days before the bill passed. And so, frankly, he misled me. That's the polite way of saying he lied straight to my face.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hey, folks, it's Papa John.
Everybody knows we make an incredible pizza, but wait until you try our new Papa's Chicken Strip. Tender, crispy, all-white meat breast filet. The perfect side to our delicious pizza. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. For a limited time only, get a large one-topping pizza and an order of Papa's Chicken Strips for just $13.99 plus tax. At participating locations, limited delivery area. Charges may apply. New Papa's Chicken Strips.
Better pizza, Papa John's.
What makes a perfect holiday gift? It's a gift that you took actual time to think about. The Wild Bird Center of St. Charles has the perfect gift idea for those people who are into nature and love birds. The Wild Bird Center of St. Charles has beautifully decorated bird feeders, bird baths, books, wind chimes, CDs, and dozens of great gifts to choose from. Looking for a unique gift idea? Try the Wild Bird Center, located at 2678 East Main Street, Route 64 in St. Charles. Or for more information, call 630-762-0200.
Sound the trumpets. The King is making a proclamation for the holidays. King James Barbecue of West Chicago wants to make your life easier this holiday season with their holiday meals. You'll receive your choice of a 10-pound deep-fried or oven-baked hen turkey, or 5 pounds of baked turkey breast, or 5 pounds of black oak carving ham. The holiday meal also includes 1/4 of each of the following side dishes: mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole, bread stuffing, honey-glazed baby carrots, plus turkey gravy, 10 rolls with butter, and 2 pies, your choice of apple or pumpkin. This holiday meal includes all of your plasticware and plates and serving utensils upon request. This will serve 10 people and can be picked up or for an additional fee delivered to your home. This special holiday meal is only $60. Place your order early for the holidays. Call King James of West Chicago at 630-231-6262. That's 630-231-6262. Make your holidays festive and easier with a holiday meal from King James Barbecue of West Chicago.
Your phone calls are welcome on today's People to People. Dial 585-1280. 585-1280. Now back to Ron Newman.
Welcome back. It is 839. State Senator Chris Lawson is in the studio with us. Chris, I have a request.
Yeah.
I just read one of the most interesting and enlightening books I've read in a long time about a subject that we have never, ever once addressed on a radio station. You've bought cars in your lifetime, obviously.
Yep.
You ever had a lemon?
No, I've beaten a 54 Willys Jeep to death. Had bullet holes from the Korean War, but no, I've been very fortunate. I've heard a lot about people buying lemons.
Do you know that
I drive cars till they die.
Do you?
Yeah.
Till the wheels fall off.
Right, so I don't drive too many. I haven't bought too many cars.
If you ever get a lemon in this state, God help you.
Really? Don't we have laws against...
we do. We do.
Yeah.
But Illinois happens to have some of the worst lemon laws on the books in all 50 states.
Okay.
I had this gentleman on the air with me. His name is Vince Megna. He's from, Madison or Milwaukee. He's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He wrote this book called Bring On Goliath, Lemon Law Justice in America.
Yeah.
He actually mentions in here, and I didn't mark the page. As you can see, it's big print, so this is a fast read.
So I'll be able to get through it.
And he goes so far as to request that Attorney General Lisa Madigan look into the Lemon Law in Illinois because it's awful.
Wonderful.
In here, he gives a list of all the states, and he rates them as lemon, weak, average, good, and outstanding. And as you can see, the state of Illinois,
oh boy,
is a lemon.
Wow.
How can the land of Lincoln and Michael Jordan give us such a poor law? No attorney fees to a prevailing customer.
Huh.
You see, what that means is that if you sue, if you get Vince to go to bat for you, and you sue the auto manufacturer because of your lemon, the state does not provide damages from the car manufacturer to pay your attorney's fees. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? That basically means
you're on your own.
You're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Rot's a rock,
mm-hmm.
Right? Whereas the states that have the best lemon laws, among them, Wisconsin, by the way, I believe Texas, no, Texas is bad. New Jersey has a good one. Wisconsin gets a 4-star rating. Ohio gets a 4-star rating. There's a few. There's not many.
Would you loan that to me so I could read it?
I was just going to suggest California.
Okay.
He said, you got to love, this is about California, he says, you got to love the state that ordered a 45-day suspension of Chrysler's license to sell vehicles because it laundered lemons.
Wow.
It would take them back, okay, then it would resell them.
Oh, wow.
And they actually forbade Chrysler to sell cars in the state of California. For 45 days, they couldn't sell anything.
God, that is amazing.
I will be more than happy to lend this to you. Okay. I'm even going to give you one of my bookmarks here.
All right. I'll return
and,
it to you.
I know you will. And I will put my name in here.
Oh, I know who it is.
The next, well.
Or are you going to autograph it?
I just do that to be safe.
Yes.
But I would like
you know who you're dealing with.
Because, yes. Well, I just know how things go. You know, things get put aside and things like that.
I'll mark it in.
And I just want you to read through this. It's a fast read, Chris.
Good.
And
maybe I'll get some ideas on how to
Illinois,
make it fair for everybody.
Well, you know what? If you model it after Wisconsin, you won't do too badly.
Fine. I'll take a look. Thank you.
And he was a great guest. Sometimes the language in here is a little spicy. But,
oh, like that's going to bother me?
Yeah. Never heard that language before,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay.
585-1280, you're on the air with Chris Lawson. Good morning.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Or a couple of them. But, you know, when you see the Democrats and the Republicans on the TV fighting all the time, whether it be state or national, they're always slamming each other. You know, they're always trying to get in each other's personal business. My question would be, why don't they come out? You know, the Democrats, for instance, they're busy slamming the Republicans, and they're using issues that have nothing to do with basically the issues they should be slamming them with. Like, for instance, you know, the Medicare, or, you know, their version of their Medicare plan or their version of the Social Security plan or, you know, whatever. In other words, they're never giving the public the substance. Instead, they'd rather name call people, and that's what really aggravates people around the country. I mean, that's basically the reason why we've got so much hate and discontent towards politicians anymore, is because they'd rather name call each other, you know, and that's what I'm getting from Ron's show all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, is there a reason for it?
I think
and why can't they do it, you know, the old-fashioned way like they used to?
I think that you're right. The partisanship is just the destructive thing. I think the reason, by the way, the good old days, my son Elliot was reading a story about I think it was Sumner, or there were two guys back in the 1850s who got in like a partisan argument, but the one guy beat the other guy with his cane to the point where the guy was like crippled for the rest of his life. They used to call Abraham Lincoln either a baboon or a gorilla. I think that this has been a part of politics, unfortunately, for a long time. The reason why I think that it happens twofold. One, I think that it gets picked up more. It's a little bit more glamorous or sizzle. You read about it because it grabs the headline. And the second is it's a part of human nature to complain. I mean, I think, okay, well, Chris, why do you do that more often than you should? And I think, well, you know what? It's a lot of times easier to complain about something than to do the disciplined work to solve it. So when I'm doing it, I typically it's because I'm not as disciplined to get down to the work, get down to the issues. You know, might as well talk about it rather than take an action about it.
All right.
Well, you answered my question. Thanks, guys. And have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jeff. 585-1280. You're on the air with State Senator Chris Lawson. Good morning.
Morning, Ron. Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
Who we got here?
This is Mike from Lee.
Hey.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the program and you and WBIG is putting together. There's a lot of good information out there, and I just say, you know, thank you for putting this together because it takes a lot of hard work. And
well, you know what enables me to do that? It's two things. Number one, it's the great guests that I have on as I look at Chris Lawson as I say that. And you know what, quite frankly, without you, the listeners, guess what? It wouldn't even be necessary. So.
All right. Well,
Chris,
my question to you is, as a state representative there, or state senator, I've been dealing with the income tax issue for a while, and Ron knows that. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at a letter from Paul S. Castleton, the Deputy General Counsel for the Illinois Department of Revenue, and he states in his letter, dated 28 January 2003, that Section 201A of the Illinois Income Tax Act is not imposed on income, but instead is a privilege tax, and that tax term is not defined in the Illinois Income Tax Act or regulations. But yet, the Department of Revenue for the state of Illinois continually insists that I owe an income tax and everybody else in the state. And my question to you is, Chris, would you be willing to call Mr. Castleton and ask him, you know, if Section 201A imposes an income tax or a privilege tax, and come back and tell us your results, because if it imposes a privilege tax, then the state of Illinois is involved in fraudulent activities in our name. And that just has me seriously concerned, because last January I went to a hearing in the Illinois Department of Revenue downtown Chicago at the Daly Center or whatever it was, and I asked them several poignant questions, and their counsel simply said, well, you're reading that out of context. My attorney handed them the paperwork and says, well, it's there in plain language, but would not explain. And still they continue to intimidate and threaten and harass me with letters and such. But, you know, as a representative of the people of the state, I just wondered if you were aware that the fact that the state of Illinois is using extortion and coercion to illegally confiscate money from my check.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I know Paul, we're working on some legislation to correct some problems in the depreciation law. You know, whether I call something an income tax or a privilege, first of all, I hate paying my income tax and frankly, my property tax and all the taxes, and I think that you're taxed way too much to begin with. So I'm not going to defend the high level of taxation that we have. It's wrong, and that's why I ran
originally.
It's not
the high level, Chris. It's the fact that, you know, the definition of is.
Okay, well, but, you know,
committed perjury, we all know that. But I'm just saying, if the state of Illinois is imposing an income tax under false pretenses, that is criminal, Chris.
Well,
what I'm saying is I have letters from a gentleman by the name of Galen Harrell down in Logan County, Illinois. He's one of the gentlemen I got this information from. He's already beat the state of Illinois in an income tax case for the simple fact it does not impose an income tax. It imposes a privilege tax, and through fraud and deception, they continue to take money out of the check, even though I filed every form that they requested, required, and 10 times over, and still they will not quit, and they intimidate my employer by threatening them with legal actions and fines and penalties if they stop withholding. So that's where the extortion part comes in. And as a small person with limited income, I can't afford a $600 an hour attorney in a $6,000 suit to go down there on a limited amount of hours to fight the state, which has unlimited resources, under something that is so simple, it's obvious to a truck driver like me. The tax is legal or it ain't.
All right, Mike, I hate to do this, but I'm behind in a break.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Enjoy your time.
Thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you. Comment?
A rose by any other name still smells the same. I think that Shakespeare semantics, whether I call something a privilege tax or an income tax, it hurts equally much. So, I mean,
and I wish something...
in the end, rather than fight the thing, what we ought to do is lower it. I mean, I understand the point he's making, but I guess the point is that we really don't have an income tax in Illinois, and I just don't think that that's a winnable kind of argument. That's not winnable. Well, I'm going to resist. I'm not going to pay my taxes. Well, I wish I didn't have to, but I go to jail if I don't. It's a bad thing, but that is a futile battle. And I know that that's something that I know Mike is going to be angry with me about, but I mean, the fact is, if he's right, it'll take him about 3 seconds in Springfield to change the word from privilege to income, and then we're on to, we got an income tax. So I think that there are so many other things that we can use our energy on. I sympathize. We pay too much tax. I'm working to hold the tax down, but I think that that one's not a winning proposition.
We'll be back after this final timeout with State Senator Chris Lawson.
Here's an important reminder from Berhot's Retail Seafood in Hinsdale. While celebrating this holiday season, have a safe trip home. Don't drink and drive. This important reminder was courtesy of Berhot's Retail Seafood, located in the Grant Square Shopping Center in Hinsdale, providing Chicagoland's finest seafood for over 75 years. Trust Berhot's Retail Seafood to handle all your fish and seafood needs this holiday season. Call 630-887-4700. They are seafood experts.
Business owners, it's spring. Time to clean up your business for the summer. Power wash your winter dirt away with Kelly Cleaning Services. Since 1987, Kelly Cleaning Services has been helping businesses power wash their buildings and concrete surfaces to remove dirt, grease, gum, gasoline, and more. Call Kelly Cleaning Services today. Residential power washing is also available. Call 630-393-1112. That's 630-393-1112. Kelly Cleaning Services. We don't cut corners, we clean them.
Hi, this is Cedric Benoit, Branson, Missouri's resident Cajun, inviting you to let the good times roll with me and WBIG, the big one, as we celebrate Mardi Gras in Branson, June 11, 12, and 13 of 2004. Fantastic music, fabulous Louisiana cuisine, and so much more are waiting for you at the Ramada Festival Grounds right here in Branson. We pay tribute to the biggest and greatest party on earth, Mardi Gras, and do it Cajun style. For information on WBIG's Mardi Gras Express Tour, stay tuned to the big one.
Looking for a dry cleaner offering high quality and low prices? Waterford Cleaners is now open in the Waterford Shopping Center at 1669 Montgomery Road in Aurora. Need that suit, dress, or pair of pants in a hurry? Stop by Waterford Cleaners. All repairs and alterations are done with professional results. They have over 20 years experience and offer high quality dry cleaning and alterations. You'll want to visit Waterford Cleaners for your wedding needs, too. They preserve wedding dresses and will make you look your best for that big event. Waterford Cleaners now open in the Waterford Shopping Center, formerly of the Jewel Shopping Center in Oswego.
What's fast and fresh? Baja Fresh Mexican Grill, with a location near you. Visit for lunch or dinner and taste the difference. Truly fresh Mexican food prepared when you order to dine in or to go. Visit Baja Fresh Mexican Grill on the web at BajaFresh.com to find the Baja Fresh Mexican Grill in your neighborhood and discover real fresh food fast. No microwaves, no cans, all fresh all the time. Pick up a party pack for your next occasion. Tacos, enchiladas, burritos, and salsa. You choose. It's prepared fresh for you. Baja Fresh Mexican Grill. It's fresh food fast.
If you've got a hankering for the best barbecue around, I suggest you get on over to Uncle Bub's. Uncle Bub's Hickory Smoked Barbecue and Roasted Chicken at 132 South Cass Avenue in Westmont. Your Uncle Bub is ready for you 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday at noon to 9 p.m. Your Uncle Bub's got barbecue platters and combos for you, sandwiches and burgers like the pig pickin' pulled pork sandwich and the backyard cheeseburger. We've got to-go specials. We've got daily lunch specials. And we've got all your favorite classics, including baby back ribs, barbecue chicken, and the best barbecue beef brisket you'd ever laid your gums on. For the best bang for your buck, you can try Uncle Bub's sampler platter. A great combination of Uncle Bub's famous smoked meats, including baby back ribs, pulled pork, barbecue sliced beef, rib tips, and barbecue chicken, served with homemade cornbread and your choice of two homemade side dishes. If you're looking for barbecue, you trust your Uncle Bub. He's down at 132 South Cass Avenue in Westmont or by phone at 630-493-9000. Or get on the internet at www.unclebubs.com.
Questions and comments are welcome during today's program. Dial 585-1280, area code 630-585-1280. Now more People to People and your host, Ron Newman.
Welcome back. It's 8:56. We got 2 minutes and two phone calls. Chris, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air with Chris Lawson.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Arlene Miller, and I'm calling from Page, Arizona. And I was appalled at your response to that man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, how in the world do you think you're going to fix corruption by lowering the fee?
By lowering the what?
The amount. You can't do that. You've got to obey the law. You can't just lower the taxes.
Ma'am, let me break in for just a second because I can hear your computer in the background. Please just turn the sound down.
Okay. Did I get away from it?
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is that what Mike ought to do is just pay his taxes.
No, I am not.
Oh, okay. Then I'm sorry. I'm really confused.
He says we've got to pay taxes, if I understood him right, or a privilege. Or change the word from privilege or from income to privilege.
I think it was the opposite, but okay.
The law is the law, and we have to obey it.
Okay.
And just
All right.
by making it a little bit less painful in your pocketbook isn't fixing anything.
Okay, we'll change the word.
Okay, change the word?
That's what you just said, that we have to change the...
No, I didn't say you have to change
You're
the
You're just
word.
Saying just go ahead and pay the taxes then.
No, you don't pay the taxes because it's a fraud.
Oh, you're saying resist the whole thing and don't pay your taxes. But you said we have to follow the law.
We have to obey the law.
Okay,
I'm
I agree.
Not a lawbreaker.
Okay.
Arlene?
But you don't... commit fraud.
Okay.
Arlene?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you call me back during the 9 o'clock hour and maybe we can address this?
Yes.
I'd appreciate it. And I thank you for listening. You're listening on the internet, right?
And yes, I am.
Well,
and Ron, thank you for putting this out to the public.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I want you to call me back in the second hour, right after 9:15.
Thanks,
okay.
Arlene.
All right, kid. 585-1280. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chet. Go ahead. We're short on time.
Chris, you really surprised me with your answer to that gentleman on taxes.
What would you want me to do?
I'm very much in agreement with the young lady that just spoke to you.
Okay, but I don't understand what our...
Chet, let's cut to the chase. Chet, let's cut to the chase here. Do you pay your income taxes every year?
I try not to, but I'm forced to because otherwise they'll throw me in jail.
That's right. And Chet! That's just exactly what.
There's no reason for us to have the Federal Reserve Act come and knock
I understand.
Your door and tax you illegally.
All right.
We should repeal the Federal Reserve Act.
Well,
okay.
What do you have to
I don't think you're going
to
get any argument, but Chris said the same thing. You know, he doesn't like paying taxes either, but the fact is they're going to throw your butt in jail.
Well,
you know.
If I had another country...
Chet, I'm sorry, Chet. I'm flat out of time. Chris, I want to thank you for being here. Boy, what takes these... Well,
well
actually that call didn't come in. The call didn't come in until late in the show, and... I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being here today.
You bet, Ron.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again. You're always here every month.
Okay.
And I won't see you before Christmas.
So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. All the blessings of Christmas upon you and your family. And once again, tell Elliot...
Oh, thanks.
Nice going.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
And just tell him how grateful we all are that he takes after his mom.
Right.
Hey, keep up the good fight. Give them hell down there in Springfield.
Okay.
And what is the Latin phrase? Illegitimi non carborundum, which I can't translate into English. We'll see you later.